Pulse 2 Matchday Live.
For you coming back here and getting the victory, I would have thought.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we're delighted with the 3 points. There was a lot of aerial battle towards the end of the game.
Yes.
As you probably saw from up here, but you know, we're very happy with the 3 points.
What a scram. I mean, if we're talking to Stuart, highs and lows of football, brilliant last Saturday, such disappointment on Tuesday, and then to come here is just fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we obviously were disappointed with the result on Tuesday night, but you know, to come here and pick up the 3 points against, you know, because of how well they're doing, they're on such a great run, to be able to get those 3 points, we're really, really happy with
and it's nice, isn't it? Nice to turn it on its head, because obviously when it's happened to us, Plymouth, Charlton on Saturday, where you know, teams, we've thrown everything at teams and they've stood firm, and it was our turn today.
Yeah, we did say that, you know, we had a lot. They probably had more of the ball in the second half, and they were putting it in our box, crosses from deep, and it was just a case of us just standing up to it. You know, we had a lot of good headers, a lot of people putting their body in front of the ball and getting tackles in, little foots in, and that's sort of what it was a bit about today, especially in the second half. And we're just happy to come away with 3 points.
Can you explain what happened at the end there? Because as a commentator, I'm going, he shoots, he blocks, he shoots. It was that incredible.
Someone slipped. He got a little nick, and then I think Luke had it in between his chest and knee and was rolling around for a little bit. I think about seven people were trying to kick him at the same time, trying to get it away, and it somehow got out.
In the middle of
so,
it.
So yeah. But you know, it's not gone in the goal, and that's what matters for us. So.
Absolutely frantic times here. I mean, they're a good side, Shrewsbury Town, out there, and take nothing away from them. They play well today, threw the goalkeeper up as well. But what a turnaround in fortunes for them.
Yeah, well, you can see, you know, since the new manager's come in, they've worked really hard, and you know, they've got a lot of willing runners, and you can see that when you play against them, they don't give up for 90 minutes, because we had to battle against them for 90 plus however many minutes. So you can see they're a good team, and they are where they are, you know, based on that. So it's nice to be able to come here and, you know, beat them.
And even better to get a clean sheet as well. Obviously, no Colin Doyle, and can be a little bit disruptive because you're used to that unit, aren't you, at the back. But how do you get on with Reuven behind you? How's his communication skills?
Well, I think the only difference is the accents, really. You know, they're both great. They're both
you can't
great
understand
keepers.
Either, can
you? They're both difficult to understand for me, but no, they're both great keepers, and it's not, you know, when he gets injured, we've got such a great keeper coming in replacement for him, and he's done brilliant today. And he's
very different
great
goalkeepers
saves.
Though, Nat, aren't they? You know, expect Colin to maybe come and claim, whereas it's probably not Reuven's game, that is it.
Yeah, obviously he's not as big, but you know, he's just as commanding, and that's really what's important, because he's another great voice for us behind us, which is very helpful. And you know, it lets us know what we have to do, and we can sort of just pass that on in front of us, and hopefully it all goes smoothly.
Yeah, how happy were you with your performance today? Obviously, the clean sheet's the key thing, but I'm guessing you got a few family and friends here today as well.
You know, obviously I'm happy with the performance, but ultimately it's about, you know, the team performance. Right from Charlie Wyke up front, he worked his socks off today, to the lads that have come on. And then, you know, right back to Reuven making all the great saves as well. So he's, you know, we've all worked hard today and thoroughly deserved the 3 points, I think.
Good time with the FA Cup to come to get the victory today, because we sit fourth. I think there are 6 points between the top four in the division, so 4 points behind Shrewsbury. It's tight, and it sets it up brilliantly, doesn't it, going into Christmas?
Yeah, it's becoming quite a tight league now, and you can see that with the results, because, you know, people from the lower half of the table will beat people in the top half of the table.
Plymouth beat us, Bury beat Shrewsbury last week.
Yeah, exactly. So it just leaves it so open in it, and quite unpredictable, like you say. Yeah,
we've seen just about all the teams now. We've played all the top teams with Wigan and Shrewsbury. Who is any team particularly caught your eye? Have they all been tough games?
They've all been tough ones. I always feel as knackered as I do after every game, so I couldn't really tell you. But no, you know, there's a lot of good, really good quality in this league, and I don't think you could really call it at this stage.
But very happy where we are and where we're at and how we're playing at the moment.
Yeah, you know, we are happy with how we're doing. We just got to keep focused and just keep that going going into the next upcoming weeks.
Yeah, just a quick one, because obviously it's Plymouth in the FA Cup next week. You might or might not be involved in that one, but we kind of owe them one, don't we?
Yeah, obviously losing to them last Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday before last.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, it was disappointing for us because we made a lot of chances, and you know, we didn't really quite have the luck on that day. So it was disappointing, but we want to win every game. So you know, regardless of whoever plays, we're going to go in trying to win that game.
Well, I'm sure you've enjoyed today and the return to your old stomping ground. Well done today. And enjoy your weekend.
Thank you very much.
Well,
you
go. Nat Knight Percival join us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live.
Pulse 2 Match Day Live with Uriah Woodhead. Built on firm foundations and delivering great results every time. Visit our bathroom and kitchen showroom off Canal Road.